When your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
us to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyaratu Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyaratu al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ.
Brothers and sisters, in this episode, we will start discussing this part of Ziyaratu al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. And may Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بْنَ مَرْجَانَهُ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ بْنَ سَعْدٍ وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ شِمْرَهُ. May Allah distance from His mercy the product of Marjanah, and may Allah distance from His mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. May Allah distance from His mercy Shimr. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ أُمَّةً أَسْرَجَتْ وَأَلْجَمَتْ وَتَنَقَّبَتْ لِقِتَالِكَ. May Allah distance from His mercy the community that laid the saddles of their horses, the reins, and took off to combat with you. So at first, let us discuss with the beginning part. لَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan from His mercy. Here, in this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, we are taught to curse specific groups of people who, as the history tells us, played fundamental roles in oppressing the Ahlul Bayt and those guardians of religion. And they were the ones who were directly carrying out the massacres that even the words and language fail to describe. In this part, we curse them. More accurately speaking, we seek their distance from divine mercy. And this is nothing but declaring our harmony with Allah Himself, because He is the one who curses such people in the Holy Quran. In this part, of course, we have discussed the exact definition of la'n and difference between sab and la'n in the episodes of last year, but let us have a review on what we have discussed so far and maybe discuss them in more details. We'll be back after a short break.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates Him, He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, about the definition of la'n, we must say that a majority of the lexicographers define the word la'n as to distance or expel. Zumakhshari, in his lexicon, says, لَعَنَهُ أَهْلُهُ يَعْنِي طَرَدُوهُ وَأَبْعَدُوهُ. His family expelled and banished him. This is how he defines the word la'n. Indeed, Allah was the first one who did his la'n on Iblis and Satan, because he expelled him from paradise and he was banished from the neighborhood of the angels. So in our religion, when we are advised to do la'n, it means we are advised to pray to Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. So this is the true meaning of la'n. Now that we know the definition of la'n, since we usually translate the word la'n in English language as curse, we will consider the exact definition of curse as well and then have a comparison between these two. Now about curse, this is an utterance of consigning a person or thing to spiritual and temporal evil. Now, this means to mark a person or thing with spiritual or temporal evil. Now, this is not important, I assume. We must have a true definition of the word curse in our age. And when we have a look at some of the lexicons of nowadays, they define the word curse as invocation of evil on someone. Now that we know the true definition of the word curse as well, we realize that the word curse cannot accurately reflect the word la'n in Arabic, which means to distance, banish, and expel. When we la'n, we actually pray to Allah for the banishment of someone from His mercy. But curse is totally different. Now, the last point in this episode to be discussed is that we have the word also la'n in the Holy Quran, since it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Indeed, those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, after we have clarified it in the book for mankind, they shall be cursed by Allah, or better translated, they shall be away from Almighty Allah's mercy, and they shall be distanced by the ones who say la'n. In this verse, not only Allah curses them, and by curse we do not mean it's a literal meaning. Not only Allah curses those who hide manifest proofs, but even those who are in harmony with the Divine Spirit. They are also known as la'inun, the cursing ones. We will discuss more about this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, God willing, in the next episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين لبيك يا حسين